Car Parking, sponsored by Right Honda and Right Toyota out of Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm your host, Jay Finney, recording from my studio in Gilbert, Arizona. Almost forgot where I live there. This is your first time listening to the show. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time watching the show, this is the first time I've actually recorded the opening instead of just a segment for YouTube. So it's new for both of us. Coming up on today's show, this is part two of a series that I've done or that I've started doing called Mental Health Check, checking in with your friends. You know, this is the non-automotive podcast, which means we talk about cars, but we talk about life. Behind the wheel of every car is a driver that's going through the same things that a lot of other people are going through. Bob Marshall is my guest today. Bob Chat is another podcast. Good friend of mine from up in Canada. And about 6 or 7 months ago, his life got turned upside down. What happened to him happens to a lot more men and women than you would think that you see every day. Also, I saw my first new Mustang. Actually, I've probably seen hundreds of them, but for whatever reason, I was driving on the freeway and I noticed, I looked over and there was a silver one. I go, oh, wait, that's that newer redesigned Mustang. And it's an interesting looking car, super slick. It was pretty muted, so it obviously wasn't like a 5.0 or whatever they're doing these days. Then after I saw that one over the next 48 hours, I saw probably 30 of them. So I guess I wasn't paying attention. Last week when I was going to pick up the wheels for my Honda Z, about 2.5 hours away, I saw a Dodge Hornet. And I don't think I've ever seen one of those on the road. I don't quite understand why they even exist. The taillights were kind of cool. The emblem of the Hornet was super cool. But that's about it. So it's a confusing looking vehicle. It's almost like as if a Dodge Dart decided it wanted to be a entry-level crossover SUV. It grew into a Hornet, maybe. I don't know. When I think of Hornets, I think of things that are scary and they sting the hell out of you and they keep stinging you and you don't want any part of that. But when you see the vehicle, not very scary. Also, the other day, my wife and I went out to lunch, and as I'm pulling into my very tiny 1998 Honda Z right-hand drive, micro K-class midship SUV, saw my first Cybertruck in the wild. I pointed out to my wife, I go, look, honey, there's a Cybertruck. She looked at it and she says, wow, that thing is ugly. So we got out of the car, kind of looked at it, and I don't know if I would say the Cybertruck is ugly. I would just say it's very different. It's big. It's like suburban big. It took up the entire parking lot from the curb all the way to the back of the line. And so I got up on it, kind of looked at it. Very interesting vehicle. You know, Matt DeAndrea on CarCast, which is a very popular, insanely popular podcast, way more popular than this one's ever going to be, stated of the dashboard, it's so big you could put three large pizzas on it. And he's right. That thing was huge. But what do you guys think of the Cybertruck? I haven't really heard anything overly positive on it, but it's not a car that I'm really very interested in anyway. And I don't mind seeing them on the road just because they're so different and weird. But if you said they were ugly, I wouldn't argue with you that they're not. I just personally think they're not ugly, but they're just different. The Infiniti QX80 has finally been revealed. As you guys know, I have a 2009 5.0 liter V8 Infiniti FX50S. This QX80 is pretty nice. We always call those big ones the beluga whales because they just look like a beluga whale. Not in the market for one, but if you get it all optioned out, you could be looking at $100,000, which is a significant step up from their current lineup. I don't think it's ugly. A lot of the other Infiniti guys think it's ugly, but too many people are kind of living in yesteryear. There's nothing wrong with the vehicle. I think it's kind of nice. And finally, Hyundai has released its IONIQ 5N version. And so there's a lot of stir in California because one dealership had it marked up $25,000 over sticker, which brought it up to, I don't know, $86,000. I'm a big fan of the IONIQ 5. I think it's really cool. I wouldn't mind buying a used one for $20,000, $25,000. Not to say I'm in the market for one right now, but the thought of the IONIQ 5N is pretty cool. Would I pay $80,000 for it? I would not. But let's stop acting like a $25,000 markup is big. In today's market, everything is marked up. Porsche guys are paying $80,000-$100,000 over, and I know I'm not saying the Ioniq 5 is a Porsche. I'm just saying markups are pretty standard, and if you search long and hard enough, you can find a vehicle for MSRP or just a couple thousand dollars over. You guys know my 2022 Acura NSX Type S, I paid zero over, but I have friends that paid as much as $70,000 over. So the deals are out there. Coming up after this break from 4Wheel Online, Bob Marshall. For over a decade, 4Wheel Online has been bringing the best truck accessories and truck parts to enhance the appearance and performance of all trucks and SUVs. They are dedicated to providing an extensive range of upgrades that will match any maker model on the road. The truck products cover everything to give your truck a custom look and added functionality. Need a wheel and tire package? Head over and use the configuration tool. They carry all the major brands of wheels and tires, so go get outfitted today. Visit them online at 4Wheel Online. I'm here with Mr. Bob Marshall. Actually, I'm not here because you are still in Canada and you haven't gone anywhere, but welcome back to Hard Parking. It's been a while. Last time you were on, we were doing movies. You had some things going on in your life. We're going to touch on that in a little bit. You've also recently bought a car, because I heard that on your podcast, a Hyundai. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. And then if you want, we can even talk about your podcast and how you and your guest are constantly clipping in the audio, and it makes it hard for me to listen to. So, Bob, chat, welcome back, man.
What is happening, Jay? Good to be back. I'm going to take that as you saying I miss you, and I miss you as well. So thank you.
Indeed.
Quite the intro.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you saying Hyundai correctly as well.
No, I think you said Hyundai Yay or something last time.
Hyundai. Yeah. It was a point of contention for sure. But I did. I got a lot going on. So, you know, just living my crazy Canadian life. It's actually a holiday here today.
Yep. So we're recording this on Good Friday. And we had some...
It's been a pretty good day.
Yeah, we've had some discussion on that earlier, before. Neither one of us want to get canceled. And so, you know, kind of joking around with that a little bit. But it is a Good Friday. So what's new in your world? Well, actually, I don't know. That's such an open-ended question.
Yes. But, you know, any day that I don't have to go to work is a good day. And actually, I just had my 10-year anniversary at my job on Tuesday. 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
Congratulations. Is that when you went to the local liquor store and ran into six or seven of your other coworkers?
Yes. I work at a pipe factory, for people that don't know, if you haven't listened before. And I don't know what it is about a pipe factory. It drives people to drink. So they're usually there.
Did you say pipe factory?
I work at a pipe factory, yes. Yeah. So, you know, Big O, you know what Big O is?
Big O's tires?
Like drainage pipe.
Oh.
No, like you know, if you have, like, and I'm going to say eaves trough. I know you call them gutters. But if you have, like, a piece of pipe off the end of that, the downspout, and it pulls, like, runs the water away from the side of your house, you know that pipe?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we make, pretty much. And there, believe it or not, there's a lot of sexual innuendos that can be made about working on a pipe factory. I remember... when I first started there, I started on midnights, and all my friends said, Bob, you work in the midnight shift at the pipe factory? I said, yeah. A man's got to eat, Jay.
How often is laying pipe thrown around?
Oh, all the time. You know David Wilcox? Do you know David Wilcox? Do you know who that is?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to send you a song. David Wilcox is a Canadian, and I'm not surprised that you don't know him, because, like, we have a lot of great musicians, but people don't really know them. And he literally has a song called Laying Pipe. He's kind of like he's like late 80s, early 90s, like rock and roll. He's got a ton of great songs. I'll send you some. But he has a song called Laying Pipe, and it's kind of like the anthem of our factory.
Got it.
And he actually played a concert. He actually played a concert there years ago. So I actually saw him recently. He's like 75 and blind, but I'll be goddamned if he can't make that guitar talk.
I thought you were going to say, but he could still lay that pipe. So,
he's laying pipe, baby. He is laying pipe, my man.
So is there a chance heard the song though? Cause I may have heard the song. Like, you said, hey, do you know this musician? I'm not good with musicians. Who doesn't know who Tom Petty is? Who doesn't know who Aerosmith is? Bryan Adams, whatever. Isn't Bryan Adams Canadian? Or is that Richard Marx?
Bryan Adams is Canadian. Sorry?
So it is Bryan Adams. I didn't know if it was Bryan Adams or Richard Marx, but like I know those names. Obviously, I was raised in the 80s and 90s. But just, you know, David Wilcox, I wouldn't know the name, but I might know the music. So,
oh, Jay, you would love David Wilcox. He's got some great fucking songs.
Okay. And what about?
Are we allowed to swear on hard parking?
You already know it because you're a return offender. What's worse?
Hold on. I'll put a loony in the swear jar for you.
Yes. Swear jar. I need one of those around here. If I had a staff or people that actually sit in the room with me when I record, which I've been begging for years, I'd totally have a swear jar in here and multiple camera angles too. So everybody can kind of get in on the action. So working
one of my dreams is to come to Arizona and do an in-person in your studio with you.
Weird. It's one of my dreams too. Yet here we are.
Here we are 1400 miles away from each other. This is bullshit.
Probably further away than that. Let me ask you this. What's worse though? You work at a pipe factory and it's better than working at a fudge factory.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to pack anything, so that works out really well. Actually, I have an office job now, so I basically sit at a computer all day, and you know, Microsoft Excel is my best friend, you know. So
you got
not really.
I think within the last 18 months, right? You received a raise and kind of got shuffled into the office.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years in July. I've had this job now, so it's going pretty good. It's a lot of work. But it's a little bit more money, which is nice. And I have a lot of freedom in my position now, which is great. Like, you know, if I want to slip out for an hour, I'll just slip out. You know, my boss basically says, I don't care when you show up, when you're done, as long as your work is finished. So it's pretty nice, actually.
And what do you do?
What do I do?
Is it a low stress job? So it sounds like you're having a blast doing it.
Well, it's just a lot of math and it's very like repetitive and tedious. But I'm basically a raw material coordinator is my official title. Mm-hmm. So in layman's terms, I'm a glorified auditor basically. So I manage like all the inventory for the factory, do all the ordering and receiving, that kind of stuff. So, and, we are owned by an American company, so I get to speak to a lot of Americans all the time, not as friendly as you are. So, you know, this is really nice.
There are a few Americans as friendly as I am.
You are one of a kind.
You can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, I plan on it. We're smoking all kinds of stuff up here.
Sure, you are.
I meant weed.
How's the weed in Canada?
Oh, it's crazy. Well, it's legal, right? Like there.
Well, yeah. You have a shop at every corner, if I recall correctly. When I was in Hamilton, I know you're not in Hamilton, but you're close.
We're in London, yeah. So we're only about an hour and 10 minutes from Hamilton, but it's basically like, you know, you talk about Canada, how there's Tim Hortons on every corner. There's basically a weed store on every corner. Like there's probably I'm going to say kilometers cause I'm from Canada, but like in a 10 kilometer radius of my house, which is, I don't know, like 3 miles, 3.5 miles, there's probably 20 stores that I could buy weed at. Like it's crazy.
So you're the math guy, because I don't know. I think 10 kilometers might be like 8.5 miles, but I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's like
a 5K is like 2.5 miles, right? Or 3 miles, 3.2 miles on a 5K.
I am the math guy. Every time I play a game with people, I say, I'm the math guy. Let me do the score. But yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. So I was listening to your podcast recently. You took a big break. So do you want to talk about your podcast? Or you want to talk about your break? I want to talk about your break.
My break? Okay, we can talk about the break. Like when I wasn't at work?
The long break between your podcast episodes, because you had some stuff go on in your life.
I had a lot. Yeah, I had a lot going on. I'm getting divorced, which is super exciting. So,
and that started, what happened? Like, I think, I want to say you came home and she wasn't there, or what happened?
Yeah, pretty much. I just went to work one day and yeah, I came home and she was gone. Took the kids, took all their shit. And this is a while ago, right? So, I mean,
it's been,
I don't know, it's been like 8 months, maybe a little bit longer, but yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, I'm moving on with my life and I'm, you know, paying a lawyer a lot of money, which is always a great time, but, no, it's good, man. I got a, I was seeing a girl for a while, and, you know, it didn't really work out. She was just, I couldn't really give her what she wanted. But then I met another girl, and things are going really well with her. And, you know, I got my dog still, you know. If she took my dog, I would have totally lost it. But, yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just, you know, handling my, doing what I got to do, going to work every day, paying the lawyer, trying to get more time with my kids, you know, just trying to live my best life and move on as best as possible, pretty much. It's stressful, but, you know.
What
do you do?
I mean, you're right. It's a part of life. It's a shitty part of life. Fortunately, I haven't had to experience that, but I've had really good friends like yourself that have had to experience that. And it's just, it's baffling to me. I think there's a breaking point in everyone's life, whether it's the girl packing up and leaving or the guy packing up and leaving. And I just, you know, it's really, you know, how do you get to that point? I mean, were there signs? You know, I have another buddy here. It's the same deal. He came home and, I mean, at least you have a life with your kids. I don't think he's seen his daughters in a couple of years. Yeah, I don't know how you justify that part of it, but well, how about for you?
No, and unfortunately, like, the dad always kind of gets a short end of the stick in this situation. But I mean, at the end of the day though, it's like, you know, I don't understand why they don't want to make it as easy for the dad as possible when he's trying to see his kids, when there's all these deadbeats out there that don't even care about their kids, you know, like, you know, if I didn't care about the kids, then I wouldn't be spending all this money and trying to get as much time with them as possible. Like, it's, you know, it is what it is. But moving on and moving up, buddy. Trying to live my life, and, you know, and maybe just sometimes people aren't meant to be together, you know? It's just the reality of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of deadbeat moms out there, too.
Unfortunately, people are, like, inherently shitty, and the worst part about any kind of situation that involves, like, or pertains to this is the kids are always the ones that get hurt, man. And, you know, it's like, you know, parents don't like each other. They're vindictive and resentful. And it's always the kids that are the ones that are going to suffer, which is the shitty part. But, you know, my kids are pretty young. So, like, they're not going to remember us being together probably, you know, but I want to be as present as possible and, you know, try to give them the best life that I can possibly do when I have the time with them.
They're 3?
Yeah, they're going to be 3 in June. So identical boys.
Those are twins?
They're twins.
Yeah. I need a little credit for my memory here.
I was going to say, you know what? Even though you're getting to be an old man, you're still pretty sharp.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Marshall, Mr. Bob Chat Podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, I mean, I can stop trying to dig that knife, and I was just curious if, you know, were there any signs? Is it just where you guys did?
No, I mean,
you always seem happy when I talk to you, you know, and you guys are just,
yeah. Like, I mean, her biggest thing was that, she's saying I work too much. Right. But I mean, at the same time, like, she's a stay at home mom with 2 kids. Like, I'm paying for everything. You know, I'm like paying a car loan. I'm paying the rent. I'm buying the groceries. And it's like, if I didn't work so much, then like, we wouldn't have been able to sustain our household. Right. And I think she already kind of suffered from depression a little bit. Well, I know she did. And then I think just the postpartum and then being stuck in the house with the kids all day. I mean, that's enough to make anybody go crazy. And, you know, and who knows if she, oh, you get to go to work every day. Well, it's like, you know, I'm not enjoying myself. You know, I'm trying to provide for my family the best I can.
Yeah.
And I'd always said to her too, I was like, this is going to be the toughest time of our life. You know, like, I'm working a lot. You're here with the kids. Once they get to be school age, you know, then it's going to take that kind of weight off your shoulders. You can go back into the workforce. Like, we can kind of get back on track with our lives like we were before and build that routine again. Right. But, you know, it's just sometimes, like I said, you're just not meant to be with people. So what do? You know,
and daycare is very expensive, I would imagine. Or was that not an option?
Yeah. Well, when you got 2 kids at once and it's even trying to, like, find 2 spots. I mean, Canada's population grew 1 million people in the last year. You know, so it's we have a housing crisis, we have like problems for having, like, we have daycare crisis, like there's not enough places and for people to go. That's the problem. There's too many people and not enough resources.
Yeah, so that's a tough situation, man, because it's, you're doing everything you can to provide And I mean, it's enough. It may not have been enough for her, Bob, but it's definitely enough. And I think anyone listening to this would understand that, you know, it's a tough situation.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I always, and even everyone that I know, like my family and my friends, and like, you know, not to say that they're biased or anything, but like,
well,
I think
everybody
biased. Was fully aware. I think everyone was fully aware that I was doing what I thought was what I needed to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, I never missed a day of work, you know what I mean? Like, I would come home, I'm here when I can be, you know, it's not like I'm out drinking or going and partying with my friends all the time, you know, but it's just, you know, you get to feel, I'm sure, like you're a single parent if you're here with the kids all day, but, you know, and somebody has to go to work, unfortunately. That's, you know, that's how the world works.
If you were a bad guy, I would tell you so.
I know you would, and I don't think I'm a bad guy. But no, things are getting better, man. Like I said, I got a nice lady in my life now, and you know, I miss my kids and got a lot of stuff going on, but I'm trying not to let that, you know, deter me from still trying to enjoy the little bit of free time that I do have.
How often do you get to see him?
Right now, it's like every other weekend, which is not enough.
Yeah.
And then like I FaceTime them during the week and stuff, but that's if she answers, right? So it's a lot of stuff going on, and you know, you're kind of at the will of the legal system, and you kind of let that play itself out, and you know, just go from there and see what happens.
So you know, I'm old, right?
I know you're old.
Yeah. So having grandkids, you know, I have a 5-year-old grandkid, and watching him grow, exactly, you got it. And watching him grow, and they're here all the time, as you know, everybody knows that. But
yeah,
you know, his dad isn't around. He tried, you know, that whole story, it's documented in my old podcast episodes, stuff like that. But he just, I don't know what his excuse is now. He just doesn't come around. And you know, he saw him a lot. Well, he saw him a couple times, actually, not a lot. From the age of like 3 to 4. Obviously,
yeah.
Because of other situations, he didn't see him at all for a while because he just wasn't in the country. He was out of the country. But I say all that to say that, you know, you're going through what you're going through right now, and you'll get it sorted way before the kids are going to care that much.
And that's the thing, right?
Yeah. By the time they're 4 or 5 years old, it's going to be a much bigger deal to see daddy as often as you can, other than, you know, when they're 3, where it's kind of cool, but it's proven that kids' memories, they suck. That's why you can't remember anything when you're 2 or 3 years old. Your memories don't start till like 4 or 5. Your brain is incapable of storing memories for more than like a week when you're little. So
yeah,
as long as they're getting the care, regardless of where it's coming from, by the time they get fully aware of everything, so much that they're going to get on your last nerve, you know, you're going to be through all this crap and on to, you know, the future.
Yeah, exactly. No, I appreciate you worrying about me and checking in on that. That's nice. Cause it is a shitty situation, but you know, just got to keep on keeping on, man. Keep trucking.
All right. Joe Dirt, right? Got to keep on keeping on.
Hey, life's a cigar and you got to dig it, brother.
Tell me about your Hyundai, man. Last time I was with you a few years ago, almost 2 years ago, we were rolling around and your car fell apart, literally. So you got something new that's hopefully not falling apart. Tell me about it. Tell us about it. This is
in all fairness to the part falling off the car was just part of a heat shield. So I just want everyone to be aware. It wasn't like it was a total piece of crap.
Sure.
But, yeah, sure. I got a 2011 Accent now, which is nice. It's a standard car, actually. I think you'd be proud of me, Jay. I never had a standard car. I've never drove a standard car ever in my life. And it was just the price was right. Honestly, dude, getting rear-ended, like I got rear-ended at a red light.
Mm.
And that was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me because I got the insurance money, only about half the insurance money I took to get this car. And then the rest of it, I was able to like pay off some bills, get my affairs in order, and then, you know, kind of have like a fresh start financially, which was really nice.
That's good.
Because, you know, after my wife left, I was owed a little bit of money just, you know, based on our situation and what was going on. So, but it's nice, man. And now I feel like a race car driver just shifting all over town.
Well, thank God you didn't spend it all on that 2011 Hyundai. It's interesting when I listened to your episode and you said standard. And it's a weird language thing because, you know, here we call them manual transmissions because you have to manually shift a gear. But I also know they're called standards. And so I was just, I could look it up. I could look anything up on Google, right? But when you said that on the podcast, I was like, huh, I guess he's right. They are called standards. And it depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
Save the manuals. We have those shirts here. Save the manuals.
Yeah. Well, and it's strange. It always baffles me too, like how, and I mean, obviously we're very Americanized here. Like, you know what I mean? Like we watch all your TV, like, you know, like Canada is basically just like another state of America, except we have our own like culture and everything. Right. But it's every once in a while when we talk like certain words and stuff like that, or referent phrases, that's what comes through. Right. You know, like if people were listening to this podcast and they didn't know I was Canadian, they probably wouldn't even think I was, you know, cause I'm not talking like this, eh? You know what I mean?
Well, you're damn near close. But,
I do say a lot. I don't even mean to.
Hey, it's
let me ask you this. How many times a day you say y'all?
Less than once, but I do use it. And not every American uses that word.
Yes, okay.
But it's baked into me because I'm from Texas.
And you know what I say? I always go, hey, you guys.
Is that from Hee Haw?
No, it's from the Goonies.
Oh. This is from the Electric Company, too. Like, I used to watch PBS when I was a kid, and that was one of it, too. So I bet you that's... Yeah. I bet you the one in Goonies is from PBS because it's around that time frame.
Yeah, like late '70s, early '80s.
Early '80s, yeah, super early '80s.
Early '80s, yeah,
yeah. I bet you that's what that's from. So you're a fellow movie buff like myself, and I plan to load up those movies and add them to my reaction channel that nobody watches. I think I'm in some sort of a weird YouTube. I wouldn't say shadow ban, but I have some really good YouTube friends that are also content creators that do the same thing as I do, and they can't figure out for the life why the hell I'm not getting the views, the subs that I need to, because the content is really good, and I'm posting on a regular basis every week for about three
months. They've like secretly removed you from the algorithm or something.
Yeah, it's so something, weird. And it's very frustrating. So maybe you and I could do one of these virtually via Zoom or something. It can be done. And
yes,
you
know, it can.
Who knows? That'd be a lot of fun. Tell me about, tell
we
us.
Have the, we have the technology.
We have the technology.
We have the technology.
Yeah. You can use your, I don't even know what recording device you would use, but
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. You'll figure it out. You got to turn the gain down on your microphones, by the way.
Okay. You guys, I know, I'm sorry. You're very upset about that, eh?
I am, because I listen. But it's like, God, you gotta talk me through what you guys are doing over there, because I think what microphones are you using? Same ones as you had before, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And then like I just plug them into the Zoom that I have. And then, like, I usually set the Zoom at, like, 5, but then my biggest problem is that when I'm editing, I feel like if I don't turn the gain up on, like, the vocal tracks, then it doesn't come through, like, speakers as loud as it should be.
What are you? What are you using to edit? Because that's right. You have a Zoom, which is good. So what do you have, a Zoom H5 or something, or H4 or H6?
I have the H5, yeah. It's just got the two ports on it, but I use Audacity because it's free.
I'll look into that. Do you have to look into a way to set your peak on Audacity? If you could set your peak to -3 to not exceed, normalize, not exceed -3, I think that's going to do you a world of wonders.
Now, can you still increase the volume of said track?
Yeah, because one thing has nothing to do with the other as much.
Okay.
We think it does, but it's not exactly a one-to-one type of deal. I use the term Venn diagram a lot when I talk lately, and they're part of the same Venn diagram, so there's definitely some overlapping there.
Yep.
Yep.
There's you got to get that Goldilocks, that sweet spot, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Well, as I like to say when we're having our daily management meeting at the Pipe Factory every day, we'll take this offline.
Because yes, we'll take this offline.
I'm sitting on a juicy episode I want to edit soon. So, yeah, I would definitely appreciate the knowledge because you are a master of your craft, sir. So
I got a lot of room to improve, but I'll tell you what, because you're such a good guy and I know you've gone through a lot of things and I'm very sympathetic to your situation, for you, I'll normalize that for about $100 per person. So if you have two guys, that's $200. I got you.
Yeah, is that USD or what?
I'll take care of
you. That's going to be like, that's going to run me almost like $300, bro.
Yeah, wherever the exchange rate is in my favor, that's the one that we're going to tag you with.
Yeah, $200 USD would probably cost me like, I think right now it's like 71 cents on the dollar. So it would cost me, yeah, probably over $250.
I think we can work
that out. $1 garbage.
You got any plans for Easter? This is going to come out Easter Monday. We were talking about that earlier. How we Americans don't get Fridays and Mondays off around a holiday.
We only get Friday off.
Which is weird.
I booked the Monday off because I wanted to have myself a 4-day weekend. So today is the only real day we get off work. Like everything's closed. Grocery stores are closed. Banks are closed. Beer stores are closed. Everything's closed. So food, beer, and money. Can't get it.
Yeah, I think we just nationally don't recognize Easter as a main holiday because it's a religious holiday. I think that's what it is. Because if it were July 4th on a Saturday or a Sunday or Christmas on a Saturday or a Sunday, we would get the leading Friday or the following Monday off depending on where you worked and how it was recognized.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we do that in certain instances as well too, right? Like we have Canada Day, which is July 1st. And same deal. If it falls on a Saturday, they'll still give you that extra day off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's not a whole lot. Me and my girlfriend and boy's godparents, good friends of mine, we're going to go to a place called St. Jacob's Market tomorrow. It's about an hour away from here. They kind of have like an outdoor farmer's market. They have like an antique mall. So, you know, go get some coffee, go for a little road trip, you know, walk around there for a little bit, do some shopping, you know, just have a nice little Saturday. And then that night we're going to plan on doing a game night and actually have half a brisket. I'm going to be smoking for my family to enjoy on Sunday dinner.
Bob, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, I better never hear you mention anything about some stupid fucking antique anything until you get retirement age. The rest of that was really good. Have a great time at the farmer's market, 31-year-old, and make sure you pick up some antiques.
Well, they have a lot of cool stuff. Like, you got to walk around. You can't just walk, you know, you might find some treasures, whatever.
Sure.
It's like thrifting.
It's cool, man. You know? It's like swap meets, right? I mean, we call them swap meets. It's kind of the same deal. You know, a bunch of knockoff shit, but the real antique shows and the real flea markets are just random shit that people either personally make or they've collected that you can trade with somebody. So I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an old soul, Jay.
Things are different in Canada, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I haven't had milk out of a carton in years.
Yep, they have them in bags if you guys want to catch that one. So Bob Marshall, Bob Chat is his podcast. It's a really good podcast, even with the audio clipping. You won't be disappointed. It's always him and whoever his buddy is having a great time. I think the one that I listened to recently, I forgot the guy's name, but he's the guy who you do the dad pod episodes with.
The dad chat, yeah. So that's Matt. He is the co-host of the show.
Yep.
He is the peanut butter to my jelly.
Cool. Yep. That was a fun episode to listen
to. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. Me and him always have a great time, and that's kind of how Bob Chat was started. We worked together. We worked together for like 3 months, and he got a better job and left. But we just always had this banter, and he always picked up these ridiculous, out of context movie quotes that I would spit out of my mouth because I have no filter. And I said, hey, you know, do you want to start a podcast? Like, we're funny as hell. Let's record it.
Yeah,
that was the birth of Bob Chat.
That whole situation. He had the day from hell when they went on vacation. That was, whew.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's always finding, he somehow always gets himself into like a crazy situation. It's So can't I just enjoy a vacation for once?
Well, it sounded like he enjoyed the rest of the vacation after that first day got out of the way. So,
yeah. Well, it's pretty easy to enjoy yourself when you're at an all-inclusive and the drinks don't stop flowing. So,
for sure.
I mean, I could be, if I'm drinking 20 beers a day or 20 margaritas deep on a beach somewhere, I don't care what's going on.
I think if I drank 20 beers a day or 20 margaritas, I'd be dead. So,
but yeah.
Yep. With that being said, man.
You gotta pace yourself.
I know you gotta pace yourself. Mr. Bob Marshall, thank you for taking the time to catch up with me.
Absolutely.
And we'll have to connect offline.
Yes, I need your guidance and your wisdom as far as the audio editing goes. So you're a good man, Jay, and I appreciate the hell out of you.
Talk to you later.
All right, brother. Thank you. Bye, guys.
I want to thank Mr. Bob Marshall, Bob Chat, for joining. It takes a lot, I think, for someone to come out and talk about some of those things that's happened. And I can't imagine that. You know, it's his life. I'm glad he's happy now and he's kind of found peace with the situation. And he's a little younger. And unfortunately, what happened to him has happened to a lot of people. Whether you're male or female, yes, I think that society leans heavily towards penalizing the male when that happens. Even if you're a perfectly good father, you still get screwed in the end. Sure, just like we said, there's a ton of deadbeat dads. There's a lot of deadbeat moms, too. Also, Ramsey came into town, Mr. Ramsey Vincent of Automotive Specialty Tool. And we went out to B&B Cocktail Lounge in Scottsdale. He had a couple of Manhattans. And I had some tequila, some Fortaleza on the rocks for me. But they brought us, we were sat at the bar, and there's probably 10 customers in. It's around 5 o'clock on the weekend on Saturday. Not really a busy time. 5 o'clock on a Monday through Friday would be a lot busier, obviously, because it's happy hour. I'm sure it got busy within the next 2 hours, but, you know, the bar staff was cool. We're sitting there drinking, and the bar staff started handing out bacon. So instead of bar food like peanuts, and I don't remember the last time I was at a bar that served peanuts, but you guys know what I'm talking about. They brought us bacon. So we ate the 3 pieces of bacon, and 10 minutes later, they brought us more bacon. And I'll be honest with you guys, I was kind of looking around at the other bacons that weren't being eaten and thought about, excuse me, are you gonna eat that? I didn't, but I thought about it. That conversation, like all conversations with Bob Marshall, was brought to you by Cell Shop Wireless Services, your number one retailer, AT&T dealer. I'm not reading the thing right now. But anyway, I got to wrap this up. I want to thank Wright Honda and Wright Toyota, foilonline.com, Cell Shop Wireless Services, as just mentioned, AutoCannon officially licensed Honda and Acura gear, Patreon business supporters, Automotive Specialty Tool out of Owings Mills, Maryland, Cui Automotive out of Winter Garden, Florida, Pell Construction out of Caledonia, Michigan, Beacow Small Home Design out of Ashbrook, Virginia, and Traverse City, Michigan. Shaping success with Wes Tankersley out of Boise, Idaho. Catch Wes and myself on One Drink Wednesday. Follow us at One Drink Wednesday on TikTok and Instagram. 7 o'clock every Wednesday Pacific time, we do our show. Special thanks to Mark Stillman, Catherine Cox, Eddie Ramos, Richard Graves, Byron Jones, Bo Jong, Oz Kamina, Drew Bunkley, and Yasu Chiba. If you're interested in picking up Hard Parking gear, go to hardparkingpod.com. If you want to join the Patreon, you should, for as little as $3 a month. Get access to bonus audio roll as well as show swag. Follow me on Instagram at Jay Finning. Join the Hard Parking Violations Facebook group. We have a lot of fun in there. And join the Hard Parking channel. I give away free stuff every once in a while on Instagram. And if you haven't done so already, leave a review, please. I need a review. Whatever platform you're listening to, leave a review. I can't grow that you're telling the world how great this show is. Let's do this. Let's grow this thing together. And I will talk to you all next time.
Shut up!